This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to pick up with our series that we're running about the people who make this economy go in just a couple of minutes. But we are going to start on this Thursday with a phrase that has been in the ether of late, and specifically the idea it represents. Rule of law, of course, is what I'm talking about, and President Trump's actions and attitudes toward it, most recently his interaction with the Justice Department and federal sentencing guidelines for a buddy of his. The politics gets most of the press. I mean, what else is new, right? But we underestimate the economic underpinnings of the rule of law at our peril. Tori Taussig is a research director at the Belfer Center at the Kennedy School at Harvard. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kai.
This is going to sound a little basic. It's going to sound a little bit like I'm just a bill, just a little old bill sitting here like Schoolhouse Rock. But give me the primer on the rule of law in this economy in the past, you know, couple of hundred years. It's a thing, right?
It's a thing. I mean, the United States is a country that is founded on the rule of law. We have the oldest democratic constitution in the world. The rule of law is what makes us an advanced democracy, and it is also what allows the United States to be the most favorable destination of foreign direct investment in the world.
Is it fair for me to say then the rule of law is what lets us be an advanced economy as well?
Absolutely. Rule of law and economic development go hand in hand. For an economy to develop and to prosper, there needs to be the foundations of solid rule of law and an understanding that our economy is not at the whim of political officials.
Could you give me some examples of other economies, not as advanced as ours, where rule of law is still up in the air as those economies try to get to where we are?
Well, I'll give you two very different examples. First, let's go to Central Europe, where we have relatively new democracies such as Poland and Hungary that, since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 have become more free and prosperous democratic mm-hmm. countries. However, more in their infancy, rule of law is in question, particularly in the last few years as we've seen the governments in Poland and Hungary kind of attack their independent judiciaries, attack independent judges, and call into question favorable business environments. Companies questioning whether their investments, whether their operations are safe in a country if bankruptcy law, for example, is no longer free mm-hmm. from political influence. Second, let's go to Asia. Look at China's economy. The Chinese Communist Party wields tremendous influence. And there we see businesses dealing with very different types of challenges. For example, it's a very prosperous market for international companies mm-hmm. to be involved in. However, when companies go to China, there's concerns over intellectual property theft. And so rule of law fundamentally in China drives companies and investors' decision-making. And so the United States is on a very different playing field, of mm-hmm. course, when we look at the rule of law and democratic standards. But if even relatively speaking, if we look at the trends that have taken place under the Trump administration, there are certainly questions and concerns for future economic implications.
Yeah, there's an important point to be made here, right? It's not that things are at risk of this instant. But I wonder if erosion of the rule of law as it affects economic development is a little bit like a financial crisis, or I think it was Hemingway who talked about going broke, right? You do it very slowly, and then it happens all at once.
I think the bigger, more important issue for me here, is particularly pertaining to the Trump administration, is just the level of political instability and geopolitical risk that this administration has caused, which, as we know, historically and in times of financial crises and otherwise, drives investor uncertainty. If you're unclear about whether a cabinet official, whether it's Treasury or State, is going to be in their job, his or her job, the coming week, that creates instability and uncertainty. A second example of this type of instability that we see coming from the Trump administration, is in President Trump's kind of quick action use of tariffs. Mm. I mean, if you're a company and you sell into the United States and President Trump from one day to the next threatens tariffs on your company's exports to the United States, that immediately calls into questions costs and pricing of that company's global supply chain. Over time, that calls into question mm-hmm. the kind of favorability of the U.S. economy to invest and to sell in.
Tori Taussig is a research director at the Balfour Center for Science and International Affairs at the Kennedy School at Harvard. Tori, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.